Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. In studio with us is Erin Dahl. She's an independent personal stylist in the area of men's clothes for J. Hilburn Custom Menswear. Welcome to the News Hour. Nice to see you.
Thank you,
I am
Michael.
So grateful that you returned our call.
I'm so grateful you called. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about what is J. Hilburn.
So J. Hilburn is bringing custom to the regular working guy. Custom's always been very expensive and out of reach for most people. But J. Hilburn's idea was to bring it to your regular working man, to put it within a certain amount of money that he could afford. We have custom shirts for $99 to $159, and we have custom suits. Well, they're made to measure. There's a difference there, but made to measure $650 to $950, so very affordable and comparable even to retail prices, but with fine Italian fabric.
All right. So, and this is, if I understand this correctly, this is kind of a franchise arrangement?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. J. Hilburn's a national company out of Dallas.
And how long have you been with them?
3 years I've been doing
this. Really? What's the best part of this?
I love meeting people. I love people, period. But it's nice because it's concierge service. I go to them at home or in the office. So I get to know their families, their kids, their friends at the office. You know, you just become friends with all of them. So I enjoy that.
So when you go, I'm really interested in how all this works. So let's say I make an appointment with you. You say, okay, what are you interested in?
Yeah, what I usually say is, you know, or what are you needing? Do you have some slacks or suits that are falling apart we could replace? Are you looking to add something new and fun? Or do you just need casual stuff? Because we do casual wear as well. We can even make Western shirts with snaps on them.
There you go. So you show up. Do you have fabric swatches? Is this what's going on?
Yes, that's right. So I would take your measurements and show you our fabric swatches, let you pick what you like, and then I walk you through the design portion of it, and you pick every little bit of it, the buttons, the stitching, inside collar and cuff can be different colors of fabric, all that kind of stuff.
You know, for some of us that have had trouble finding clothing, you know, a couple of years ago, not this year, I gained some weight, but a couple of years ago, I wear a 48 long, but my waist, and you'll get this, but my waist was 35 inches. So, you know, it's a chest of 48 inches down to 35 inches, and you go, you can't find that suit.
Right. That's very difficult. That's called your drop from your chest to your waist is called your drop. And if a drop is more than 4 inches, then it becomes a problem with a suit and to change that. That's one great thing about us is that you can get a shirt that fits you perfectly. If you're one of those bodybuilder types with a huge chest and a tiny waist, you can look absolutely fabulous instead of looking like a hot mess. and with the suits, there is sometimes a little bit of extra tailoring that would go into a drop that big. But, you know, we do a great job and it's certainly going to look better than anything you would get off the rack, especially because pants and coats are sold at the same time. So if you're buying a 48 coat, then you're getting a big old pair of pants.
I think a 44 pant.
Right.
Something like that. I was going, wow, you know, you got to take 5 inches out of this thing. What
right.
are you talking
and
about?
Then your pockets are coming together. It looks like your behind's eating your pants.
There you
not
go.
Good.
That's not so good. No. Pleasure. Now we're on the track of something here. Her name is Erin Dahl, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about J. Hilburn Custom Clothiers. How do you go about making business?
So when I started out 3 years ago, I joined the Chamber of Commerce for Waukee and also Urbandale. I didn't know much about business because I was a teacher before this. So I really wanted to figure out how the whole thing worked. So it was a learning process for sure. Now, thankfully, I have a lot of referrals from current clients. But I'm always just sharing what I do. And everybody knows someone who's not a standard size. And I'd say most of my clients are not a standard size. There's a lot of very tall or very athletic or even smaller guys. You know, there's no petite men section. So they have a hard time finding clothes, too. So
and so it's just mostly word of mouth, I suspect.
Yeah, a lot of word of mouth for sure. Yes. And like I said, always sharing what I do with anybody I come across. And I'm not afraid to walk up to a giant guy and say, hey, you need my help.
It's the teacher in you. You need my help. Her name is Erin Dahl, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about J. Hilburn. So how did J. Hilburn Clothiers get started?
Hill Davis and Viral Rathod started the company about 7 years ago. So it's very new. Yeah. And it just went gangbusters. They did so well the first year. They doubled their profits. And the next year, they doubled their profits. So I think America was waiting for someone to help them out. So many of us are not a standard size.
Now, there are other companies out there that you can call up or get on the internet and say, okay, look, I like this color, this color, this color, and you pay X amount of dollars, and they'll ship you a box of stuff, and you get to keep what you want and return what you don't want. This is different.
Right, and that's like similar to Trunk Club, which is really neat, but they don't actually measure you. So they're sending you their best guess, and then they're sending you the size that fit you before, which every single company makes their own sizes, as we all know by trying clothes on, how frustrating that is. So yeah, this is a lot more accurate. Once I have your sizing, all you have to do is say, oh, Erin, I really need a blue suit, and it comes to you completely in your perfect size, already done. You never had to leave the house. I even steam it for you, so
no,
it's not wrinkled. I sure do, and deliver it.
And deliver?
And deliver it, yep.
It's worth the price of admission right there, I think. So you must really enjoy this.
I love it. It's very fun. Love getting to know all the guys. Love helping people out who haven't had things to fit them before. Just that smile on their face is so nice.
Are you the only J. Hilburn person in town?
I'm not. There's one more. His name's Drew Emerson, and he's so sweet, and he lives right downtown. And I live in Waukee, so I kind of have most of the West Des Moines, Waukee, and Drew has a lot of downtown, but we don't have territories, so we still cross over now and again, and it's no big deal. But we are the only reps in Iowa currently, I think.
Wow. Yeah. Well, as a member of the Waukee Chamber, and Melissa I know very well, and
so
as
sweet.
Urbandale, isn't she wonderful? And Tiffany over in,
Tiffany,
in Urbandale.
Mankey,
good,
yeah.
good folks. And if you're in their tutelage, that's always great. The company is called J. Hilburn. We will have links to all of this on the podcast so you can find out exactly how you can get in touch with Erin. I wanted to save a couple of minutes to talk about your grandmother.
Thank you so much for doing that. Yes, my grandmother was Margaret Carey. She was the model for Tinkerbell, Disney's Tinkerbell.
Slow down here just a little bit, because I want people to understand what your grandmother was the model for Tinkerbell.
Yeah, it sounds a little crazy. My grandmother was Tinkerbell, but it's actually a true story. She posed for months and months for Disney animators, and they actually created Tinkerbell from her pantomiming beautiful, you know, looks and surprise and pouts and all that kind of stuff. And they made giant sets for her. Like, she had a keyhole that was like 6 feet tall that she stuck her head through to do the, you know, the pixie poking through the keyhole, a 10-foot tall pair of scissors, things like that. So it's very neat. There's lots of pictures on her website.
What a great conversational piece. You know, you're out to dinner and say, oh, by the way, my grandmother was Tinkerbell. And she's coming to town.
She is October 13th. She will be at our Small Business Expo in Glen Village, and she will be signing her autobiography there, as well as taking pictures with anybody who would like to meet her. We will also have a younger Tinkerbell from Princess Parties, so that little kids aren't horrified that Tinkerbell did actually, in fact, grow up.
I can tell you. We will have to have you back, and
I would
we'll
love
do
that.
A whole segment about the business event that you're having. and about your grandmother, and maybe if we can get your grandmother here, that would be way cool too.
That would be wonderful. Thank you, Michael. I do have the event on Facebook if anybody's interested. Pixies and Pirates with Glen Village Small Business Expo.
Yay. All right. So we will put links to all of that on the radio blog. Thanks, Aaron, for coming in talking about Jay Hilburn Men's Clothier, something special for those of us that are hard to fit and maybe even those of us who just don't want to go back to retail and just deal with a very charming woman. Not a bad idea. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. We've got a clue. Yeah, it's time to go. The man with the blonde hairs. I didn't post that picture yesterday. I've got to post Tyler's photograph. He's changed his hair to blonde. It's quite fetching, by the way. All right. We've got to go. On the controls today is Tyler Hackenmiller. The program director for the radio stations is Mark McDowell. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett. And if you want some music for your business, get in touch with us. We'll hook you up with James. For all of our friends, our guests, and our workers, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.